Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orioles and White Sox, a second of three tonight. By the way, they made some roster moves. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6. That's the Bone and Jim Hunter. Jordan Westbrook has been reinstated. They've activated Jose Castillo, and they've optioned Grant Wolfram. The Wolfman's gone. And DFA'd Emmanuel Rivera. But let's talk some Orioles now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. And John Mayoli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. And John, we'll talk about the on-the-field project, and we always appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. But the clandestine promotion that has been done and seems to be confirmed, yet they have not put out a press release or had a press conference as Mike Elias has been promoted. Just curious to get your thoughts about all this.
Oh, my God. I mean, it is, you know, there are probably 3 dozen people who, like, when that happened, just kind of like, you know, who don't work for the Baltimore Orioles, when they saw that report from The Athletic, kind of just like nodded. And we're like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. And then there's the rest of the world where you try to explain to someone why a person would be promoted and then nobody would tell anybody for, you know, competitive reasons, for secrecy reasons, whatever reason you can ascribe to it. It's hard to explain. And it just doesn't, you know, they like things to be close to the vest. You'll remember in 2021, Brandon Hyde got a contract extension before the season. He had an option for 2022, but he was going to be a lame duck manager, and he got an extension before the season. And, you know, kind of, and it never didn't come out until September. The same thing happened. And you wonder why. You try to ascribe some kind of competitive motives to it, but it seems like secrecy almost for the sake of it. And truthfully, I look at it as, you know, if they're trying to add to the front office, which our Andy Koska reported as part of confirming the story and trying to, you know, potentially hire a new manager, which is something they've probably been thinking about doing since May. You know, this is a good illustration to whoever might come in here that this is kind of the type of things that happen here. It's just going to be really close to the vest, and, you know, this is how they operate for better or worse.
Well, but that ultimately they report to a new ownership group, and I do think there's a certain irony in that a lot of people have been saying, well, when are they going to do anything? They did something pretty major. Like, they gave someone a significant promotion and the power to hire someone to do the job he used to do. They didn't add any checks and balances from the outside, at least that we know of, or that, you know, that anybody's reported on. And they didn't think their fans and sponsors had a right to know. Like, and you know the people involved better than I do, but like, this screams Mike Elias. It doesn't scream, you know,
yes,
Uncle Ruby and Eric Getty want to like operate this way. Like, it just screams as if maybe, despite having to fire a manager and despite this season being lost, maybe he's got as much cachet as ever with these guys, which I think is what scares some people.
Yeah, no, and I think all that is pretty valid. You know, when you think about, you know, we don't know when in the offseason this happened. The winter is a vague timeline, yeah. But this is as he's executing a front office that, you know, David Rubenstein endorsed pretty fully, you know, when he spoke at spring training as to how Mike Elias went about building his team and sustaining the competitiveness that they'd had the previous two seasons. He talked again to our Andy Kosko about, you know, the lack of long-term deals in free agency and how, you know, the back of the envelope math that Mike Elias used to kind of avoid the bad deals was looked good to him. And he's the person who Mike Elias does answer to. So when you view, you know, this promotion through the context of an off season that, the nicest thing you can say about it is that it was mixed, but you know, this team is playing meaningless baseball and has been for some time now. So it wasn't good by any stretch of the imagination. You know, it is interesting to put those things together. I don't think that this season would have been enough to, you know, shake anyone's confidence in the way the Orioles do things at the ownership level. I think they've, you know, the impression I've gotten is that there's a large level of understanding as to what went wrong and why. And you know, I guess when it was communicated to me that everyone felt pretty secure about, you know, how things were going, I didn't know that, you know, Mike had gotten a promotion to secure that. But you know, everything, you know, it makes a lot of things that have happened even since Brandon Hyde's hiring makes sense, because it's been mostly business as usual. And we've, you know, there have been a couple of times Mike Elias has had the occasion to say that they're reevaluating everything. And I am hawkishly looking for signs that anything has changed from the process. And there hasn't been a lot of that.
John, whenever we bring this up, I just keep coming back to this same question. For them not announcing it and this coming out with 2 weeks left of the season, clearly they saw a benefit in not announcing this promotion. So what is the benefit in your eyes?
It's just the Elias way. It's just what Mike believes in.
But it just doesn't make any sense.
So I think, you know, the closest I can get to an actual answer is the secrecy in itself and just the practice.
They get off on it.
In tightening up. Yeah. I think, you know, I'm always more focused on, you know, the what's going on than like the news. So I don't really know. I know they're buttoned up on the news stuff anyways, but you know, I know they're trying to keep a lot more transactional stuff close to the vest than they have. They announced the Dylan Beavers and Samuel Basayo promotions themselves, which is not something that's happened in recent years. I think they're really trying to tighten it up. But yeah, I mean, there probably would have been a benefit for people to know that. And I don't know, you know, I can understand if you don't want to talk about contract extensions. Yeah. You know, every time Mike Elias sits in the dugout and talks to the media, he gets asked about it. He says, there's not really any good that can come out of me saying where we are and negotiating a long-term deal with so-and-so. And that is true. He has to be asked it, and that is completely fine as of an answer. But he is somebody who is, you know, pulling a lot of strings around here. And there is just, I'm fascinated to know the answer of why they did this the way that it is. But until we have one, it just seems like the secrecy is the answer.
Talking with John Mioli, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Well, one of the jobs that this new GM is going to have alongside Mike Elias is hiring a new manager. So with that, I do have a question for you. What are the chances, in your opinion, as we sit here right now, that Tony Manzolino is the manager of this team next season?
I've been thinking about this, and you know, I don't think they're super high. I don't think they're super high at all, and not for the job that he did or didn't do. I think that there's kind of an archetype of what type of manager a team that's in the Orioles position typically hires to get to the next level. You know, you've seen Bruce Bochy types, not including Bruce Bochy himself, come off the couch and go win a World Series. You know, you've seen countless examples of managers who have a lot of experience and a lot of juice in a clubhouse come in and improve a team dramatically. And I think that's, you know, I don't know what type of manager who has that kind of cachet is also going to, you know, sign up to work in an Orioles front office that operates the way that it does. That's its own conversation. But I think Tony Manzolino has done a fine job in this interim role. I think it would be really delicate to make this happen, but if he could be involved in things going forward, that would probably be good for the Orioles. But I think they have an opportunity to make an impactful manager hire, and I'm sure he will be in the mix for it, but I'm not sure, you know, there's been this overwhelming body of evidence that he should be the one to keep the job.
Well, if he were to keep the job, what would that signal to you?
That would signal to me, and if you kind of work backwards from how he's managing his job, how he's had to go about his job over the last few months, you know, I think, you know, again, I'm going to mention Andy a third time just because he's, you know, doing a lot of good reporting on a lot of things. But when he talked to players, they said that, you know, the way that he handles the clubhouse and the way that he's built rapport with people and developed rapport over the course of many years in some cases, and, you know, honestly, he didn't have much occasion to have rapport with pitchers, you know, before May, and now he does. And I think that's important. So I think that you'd be betting on that kind of change in vibes and his presence being an ultimately calming one. I think you would say that he gets high marks from the front office for implementing what is pretty challenging set of circumstances to be getting, you know, young players at bats and doing, as he would call it, the development stuff, and also trying to, you know, not get blown out every night, which they haven't. They've been better since he took over. But I think it would ultimately be, you know, and I'm sure people would not like this to be the message if it was true, that a kind of a sign from the front office and Mike Elias and his group that they don't think that there's that much that needs to change other than dumb luck, and that they can keep this process going and keep doing things the way they have, and the results will change just because everything that could possibly go wrong over the last 14 months has. And that would be what that would tell me.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, great as always,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you so much for your time.
Exciting way to end it, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Because I think it's coming.
Hey, Ross Tucker is going to join us at 4:30. He was on the call for CBS, Ravens, and the Browns. Of course, Ross Tucker podcast as well. But coming up next, we'll stick with the Orioles and a couple of young dudes, specifically Coby Mayo, Jackson Holliday. Have they been eating up of late? It's all the young dudes next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Orioles have played 12 games in the month of September. Would you believe that Jackson Holliday is batting .356 with a .453 on base this month? And that's coming off the last few days of the month of August. Two hits, yeah. one hit. And he had 6 walks in those games. So he's been going for a while now.
Yeah, can you include the 16-game on-base streak? .493 on base. 14 walks to 10 strikeouts. And he had that elite walk-to-strikeout ratio in the minor leagues, and that just has not translated in the bigs. But to see him, and hopefully he can keep this up over the final 12 games of the season, that would be huge heading into the offseason.
Well, this one kind of blew my mind. Last 15 games, .370/.574 slash. Last 30 games, .270/.417 slash. So that's an .817 OPS over his last 30 games. That's obviously pretty significant. He's also struck out just 20 times in his last 30 games. There was a stretch of a couple months there from July into late August where he was striking out about once a game. I mean, but a .400 on base over 30 games. So he's got his OPS up to .721. He has a chance to finish, you know, with an above average OPS plus.
Above the Frazier line.
He's 2 weeks to play. He's right there. He's within striking distance, but he's over. And I think he'll stay over.
Yeah.
It was, for me, imperative that they help get him out of the funk he was in and have him finish with the arrow pointing up heading into next year, where, especially if Manzolino's still here, that's your leadoff hitter, so it's a big deal.
I don't want to totally derail this, but do you think it's more likely than not he's here, Manzolino?
I get the sense they're already starting to prepare people for that.
I would be floored.
In their own surreptitious, backwards, ridiculous, nauseating way. Yeah, I think it's a real... Look, they're finding out through the GM search that not everybody wants to come here and play their reindeer games and be a puppet for a fool. Like, this guy's a willing idiot. This manager is gleefully...
We don't want to call him an idiot. We don't want to call him a willful.
Yeah, I don't think he's a major league manager. I don't think he has any idea what the hell he's doing. That's what I think. I'm entitled to my opinion. I watch him play every night. I listen to him babble after games. I look at their lineups. I dissect what they do. I see guys who still don't know how to slide. Like, you see poor fundamentals all the time. And he's a carryover from a staff that they blew out. The one they were paying the real money to has been gone since before May. You're keeping his lieutenants around? I got news for you. If you keep Manzolino, you're keeping a lot of these coaches.
Because
You know what happens when you fire people who have term left on their contract, who nobody else is going
to
hire for those positions?
You have to pay them.
Yeah.
You pay
You
him.
Think Elias is into that?
It's not coming out of his wallet.
His money.
He fights for it more than the billionaire does. What do you mean?
It's not his money.
He acts like it is.
Yeah.
So I think it has a real possibility. And the fact that they kept the whole GM thing under wraps and now we're hearing about it after the fact, and
it's certainly a non-0% chance, but I would still be floored if Manzolino's their manager.
But the person who fits the profile of taking this job, especially having seen how they handled the Elias promotion, now you've got to fight Elias and his handpicked GM and all his lieutenants who are still here from the giddy up.
But here's the thing, though. You have to sell to your fans.
Do you?
But we just had John Mioli on, and you'd agree. We were talking during the break about it. If you kept Manzolino, You were saying, well, it's just baseball gods. It's just bad luck. Injuries.
That's all they've ever said.
Well, you got to do something different.
What just happened at the trade deadline and the trade deadline before that and the trade deadline before that and the three off seasons? He got a raise they didn't think you deserved to know about. They didn't think it was any of your business because he told them it's nobody's business. They don't have to. The problem is they don't have to do anything because the owners don't know what the hell they're doing. And there's nobody else in that building who is put in any kind of position where they can check this guy who now has even more unfettered power. He sucked at his job and he gets to hire the guy to replace him to be the puppet for him. Like, he's more insulated than ever. Goes good, it was Mike. Goes bad, that's on the other guy. Like, the whole thing is set up to be a colossal failure. Who with other options is going to sign up for that? And people who really watch this team play every night are like, Jesus, the leadoff guy doesn't know how to slide. Like, they overhyped their own prospects. Like,
hey, Westy's back.
Like, go look at run production. What's going on there? Are all these pitchers coming off Tommy John going to hold their arm together? Because we know this guy's not going to go out and get a real starter. Like, he did it one time and he let the guy walk. Like, it didn't get enough around him to make it do anything. So, yeah, I think you don't have to be a rocket science to listen to who's running around propping up this fake manager. Right? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize they don't like the reporting that's getting out about people not taking even, don't even want to interview for this job. Like, yeah. You think Derek Shelton's coming here to deal with that BS? Who's doing it?
Tony Manzalina.
Who's doing it with a resume?
That's going to be an interesting offseason.
You think Joe Girardi? That would be fun. I'd be so here for it. I don't even think he's that great of a manager, but just to watch him bat at, like, cut, like, just cut their knees out and they're leaking stuff to the media. He's leaking. Like, if you're going to be a bad team, at least give me that. Like, Buck? You think Buck would walk into this? I'd love to have I would drink for that. I'd love to have a beer with Buck and say, who the hell, who's an established manager, is going to walk into this thing now? Where this guy thinks he so walks on water, you don't even have to, you're not even allowed to know what his position is. Stop.
Switch back to Ravens. Ross Tucker was on the call for CBS. He also hosts the Ross Tucker podcast. He's our friend, the Rooster, and he joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ravens beat the Browns 41-17. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline now. Joining us now, he's the host of the Ross Tucker podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. He was on the call for CBS Ravens Browns. It's Ross Tucker. And Ross, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm going to start with a question we've been asking a lot of people about this game. The Ravens defense couldn't get off the field against Buffalo. They look good on Sunday. How much of that was they bounce back and are a good unit now? How much of that is it look like Joe Flacco might be a little washed?
Well, I got a couple of things for you guys. First of all, as I think you guys know, I live in central PA, like near Hershey.
Yes.
And so the Ravens are the closest stadium to me. So because of that, I never really stay overnight, you know, when I'm doing a radio game, because for radio, I just drive down, yeah, do the game and drive back. But for TV, you know, you have the production meetings in Owings Mills on Friday, and then we did the Browns Hotel on Saturday. I forgot how awesome Baltimore is. Like, Baltimore is really underrated.
Preach.
I mean, I had the hotel was super nice, and Friday night we went to Jimmy's Seafood, and those crab cakes were like as big as my head, and they were delicious, and the Inner Harbor and the weather, and Adam Sandler was in the hotel. I mean, everything about it was like amazing. So big Baltimore guy now after the weekend. And then to answer your question, Ken, I'm not going to say Flacco's washed, because, you know, he looked pretty darn good the week before against the Bengals. You know, the Bengals are now 2-0, and the Browns thoroughly dominated that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's like crazy that they lost. It's kind of like how the Ravens lost, you know, the week before to the Bills. There's just no way, yeah, it should have happened, but it did. So I think it's a good sign. I think certainly, you know, the Ravens played much better. You know, in particular, Roquan Smith was dominant, which I thought was huge. I thought Nate Wiggins played much better. And obviously, Jaire Alexander being inactive, whatever his deal is. You know, TJ Tampa, when he got out there in dime, he was able to make some plays. So it was encouraging. Obviously, they were terrific on special teams as well, which is a big factor. They were opportunistic. Now, let's not kid ourselves. Both Flacco turnovers were really bad and not exactly great plays by the Ravens, but they still did a really good job slowing them down. I mean, even the one touchdown, or the first touchdown the Browns scored, that was just an unbelievable gift and unlucky again for the Ravens, with it going right through Humphrey's hands.
You mentioned Roquan, and it certainly seemed to us like he had a level of focus and energy and physical impact that he wanted to send some messages very early in that game. And his play in Buffalo wasn't great. And his play last year, you know, we watched every game. We kind of think he was all pro by reputation more than maybe highest caliber of play. Did you guys get a sense in production meetings or anything like that, or being around the team, that like he took that week one loss personally, or took some of the things that were being written and said about him personally?
Well, so he is the guy that we met with on the defensive side of the ball, and he's super impressive, by the way. Mm. And what I thought was so interesting, because watching that Bills tape and seeing him have to rotate next to Simpson and Teddy Buchanan.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him about that, and he said he's never had to do that before, and it certainly takes some getting used to. You know, it's really easy to say hey, just focus on your job, just do what you need to do. But part of the job of a middle linebacker is to make sure everybody is lined up, everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, he kind of said, you know, I'm trying to focus on my thing, but if I see something else, I feel like I need to let those guys know, right? So
yeah.
I think that, you know, the sense I get is that right now with Simpson and Buchanan, it's close enough that they'd rather have those guys, you know, be fresh
yeah.
for special teams and for defense if they're going to be similar. But obviously, if one of them starts to become – you know, clearly better or becomes, you know, a Patrick Queen type of player, I'm sure they're just going to go with that guy. But I did get the sense from Roquan Smith that on some level, you know, playing with different guys next to him was a factor. And I can just tell you, I can't really speak to linebacker, but if I was playing O-line and they were rotating the guy next to me, boy, that would not be ideal.
Yeah.
That would not, because everything is like, there's like a symbiotic relationship. And Ken, you can look up that word during the break.
Yeah.
But there's a symbiotic relationship, and you need to know what the guy next to you is going to be doing. And it's really, it does make it harder when you don't. I mean, he was awesome in that game. And if I'm a Ravens fan, that was highly, highly encouraging, because you really need him to be an all-pro caliber player, and he certainly showed that form on Sunday.
Ross, let's get to the Ravens offense. Derrick Henry did nothing on the ground. Lamar Jackson only carried the ball twice. It was the lowest rushing output in the Lamar Jackson era. Yeah. Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, they did nothing in the passing game, and they still scored 41 points. And you got guys like Tez Walker and Tylan Wallace combining for three touchdowns. It just seems like it's going to be another pick-your-poison offense for this Ravens team again.
Well, so it's funny because I don't know if you think that that's a positive or negative.
Oh, positive.
My take would be, huge positive, right?
Yep.
First of all, you know, that Browns defense is legit.
Yep.
I mean, they've got high-end guys at every level, and Myles Garrett might be the best defensive player in the world, and Denzel Ward's really good. And, you know, they held the Bengals to 7 yards in the second half of that game. So give the Browns defense a lot of credit. And I guess from that perspective, I think Jim Schwartz, the Browns DC, probably did what he wanted to by limiting their star players to some extent. But that's a great sign for the Ravens if they can get production out of the other guys on the offense. I thought Monken did a really good job of attacking the nickelback, which is clearly the weakness for the Browns defense. You know, he found that guy a lot. You know, they had the target on that guy's back, and whether it was Harden or Mitchell, they attacked him and attacked him, you know, very effectively. And then I would also say maybe they should throw it to Walker more. I think he's got 3 catches for 3 touchdowns in an NFL career. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a math expert, but throw him the ball every play, I guess.
Ross Tucker, let the people know about futurefans.com.
Well, so you guys will love this because I know for a fact, I don't know about you, Cam, I know for a fact Jason has kids. And anybody
driving
around Baltimore right now, you know it's almost impossible to teach kids how football works when they're really little, like 5, 6, 7.
Yep.
And it's even harder to actually get them to sit down next to you and watch the game. I mean, it's not like it was when we were growing up.
Nope.
Where we would get home from church and, you know, I'd watch every Eagles game with my dad, and you guys probably watched, you know, the Colts, the old-timers,
yeah.
And then the Ravens or whatever for some of the younger folks. It's just not like that. So these guys have cracked the code. It's called futurefans.com. I think it's only like $60 to get the storybook-led activity box, but I literally invested in the company. I've talked to a bunch of people. It works. And all of these sports leagues are trying to figure out how to get young people to understand the games and watch them. These guys cracked the code, futurefans.com. It'll feel like you're giving your kid a gift, but let's be honest, if it really works and your kid will sit there and watch every Ravens game while they're awesome like this with you, it's more than worth the $60. Futurefans.com. Check it out.
Ross Tucker, thanks, always buddy. Great. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Awesome. See you guys.
Coming up next, we had a not one but two Monday Night Football games last night. We recap League at Large next here on The Fan.
Second down goal. He's under center. Looks at a four-man front. Mayfield, head swiveling back and forth, moves his tight end, gets the snap, hands off to White over the guard, spins, corkscrews in, and it is a touchdown! It is a touchdown for Tampa Bay! They have taken the lead on a two-yard touchdown run by White!
Herbert launches downfield, it's instant in stride, touchdown Chargers! 60 yards! Justin Herbert just flicks it, and after a slow start tonight, number 10's got it cranked up now.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One with the call and the game-winning touchdown for the Buccaneers, and Chris Fowler needs a lozenge on ESPN.
Yeah, he sounded hard.
Yeah, doubleheader, not one, but two football games. Buccaneers come back to beat the Texans 2019, and then the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Baker Mayfield's
He's a dog.
He's an absolute dog. Could you imagine if he was
hurt
in Cleveland?
In that game too.
Oh, they beat him pretty good, but he don't care. No. He just keep getting up and talking smack in your face. You see him after the game? Just me and my buddy Chauncey out in the open field. He's talking to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who I guess was talking smack to him during the game. And he's a badass. And
yes, he is.
They were able to go take a – take it down the field at the end of the game and beat the Texans.
Gutsy win for them. It's amazing. They were able to run the ball with multiplicity despite all the offensive line injuries against a really good defense. So hats off to them. I'm not buying the Texans' new offensive coordinator at all. I'm not buying their offensive line all that much. I think they've got some issues with C.J. Stroud right now, and they're going to have to rebuild his confidence. And they need another downfield receiver. The Tank Dell injury really seems to be looming large.
What's going on with Nico Collins? He catches that great pass down the sideline in the end zone for the touchdown, and they didn't get another target in the first half.
What's going on with the offense? Are we sure that their offensive coordinator is really an NFL caliber offensive coordinator?
Great question. Mean,
they promoted a
guy.
They
missed
from
Bobby Slowick.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. My major takeaway from that game is that what I thought it was going in. The Houston Texans are dead under team, and Tampa, until or unless they get that offensive line fixed, is an under team. Todd Bowles' red zone defense is legit. And D'Amico Ryans now is under in 12 of his last 18 games. He's also under in 12 of his last 18 against the AFC South. And they played Jacksonville this week, and that thing is sitting at 44.5 right now. And I don't know that it's getting to 42, so I'm on that under.
Well, what was so crazy about that game, Jason, is that 24 points were scored pretty quickly, and then it just nothing offensively.
Two really good defenses.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? So Baker beat them a couple times with his legs. They brought the house, and he was able to beat them. And then on 4th and 10, D'Amico Ryans does it again. He brings the house. They don't get there, and he runs for the first down. And after that point, they didn't even slow Tampa down. That was their chance right there, 4th and 10.
Yeah, and I mean, look, they had chances themselves to score touchdowns, and they can't do it. I'm telling you, Todd, what they're doing in the red zone, and they're not totally healthy on defense either, by the way, I think it's pretty special, and I don't think Tampa Bay gets the respect they deserve. In week one, I got into arguments with a lot of people in the gambling community because they're telling me that all the sharps are on Atlanta. And I'm like, well, then the sharps are idiots. Like, the sharps don't know what they're doing because, like, now I think they're onto something in that I'm starting to buy that Atlanta's defense and Raheem are finally getting on the same page, and maybe they do have some dogs. But Tampa knows how to, like, that team knows how to win ball games. They know how to win ugly ball games on the road, and I've seen them win shootout ball games on the road. And I don't see a whole lot of coaches in this league who are able to do that.
Quickly, let's go to the night game. The Chargers now 2-0, win two division games, beat the Chiefs in Brazil, and now go to Las Vegas and beat the Raiders.
I mean, they'll look back on it and say they left a lot of meat on the bone, and they did. But Herbert's playing at an elite level. Pete Carroll has turned the Raiders in. Like, that defense is much improved. Still have some issues, but much improved. But I don't understand how you're down two scores to a quarterback that good, and you can meander through the entire third quarter. 16 plays, 11 minutes, and then you settle for a field goal.
Yeah.
Make that make sense on any level. Like, if Geno's dying to throw picks, then just take a shot downfield, and if it's a pick, at least you might get the ball back quickly and take another shot. To, like, be throwing checkdowns and handing the ball off and burning off an entire quarter for a field goal attempt against that quarterback and what is a really good defense now. So, since Minter got there, they've allowed six first half offensive touchdowns since Minter took over defense. Think about what that defense was under Brandon Staley, who, again, the buffoons out there tried to sell you as the next great head coach.
Yeah.
And, like, dude, that's unbelievable. I know the Ravens unmasked them a little bit there last year, but, like, that's the Ravens are a different thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to face they won't have to worry about the Ravens till a playoff game, maybe even a championship game. That defense is pretty gnarly.
Any thoughts on Tom Brady in the coach's
box?
How
is this allowed?
Yes.
How is this allowed?
I had to get
allowed?
Your thoughts on this. He's an owner now. And he's a broadcaster.
He's also been implicated in, to some degree, Spygate and definitely Deflategate, which I think was a crock. But still, if I'm owning another team and the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs is worth how many millions to me, and this guy is allowed to sit in with my players and coaches in my building, and then when we play against them, sit in the... And it's a day that he's not calling a game. He could be on the headset with the coaches for another NFL team. He should have to pick one or the other.
Coming up next, hey, what day is it? Tuesday without bounce back, fall back in the bone. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.